I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Whoa. Sorry, guys.
Star Spangled.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, welcome introductions, introduction of media, and the approval of the minutes. Okay, motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Klassen?
Aye.
Commissioner Flick?
Aye.
Commissioner Van Sickle?
Aye.
Commissioner Sumner?
Aye.
And Chair Lesby?
Aye. Okay, we'll move right on into the National Hazard Mitigation. Does Hazard have one Z or two Zs?
Did you, you got the thing that we just passed out in your packet, right, for the little memo about this? Well, for as part of this, probably going to need even your participation, and what's essentially happening is that Douglas County is needing to update its natural hazard mitigation plan. It's kind of a required plan that we have through the county through FEMA. It's part of their some big federal regulation thing, but we have it, and it helps us to get grants for certain things, and it's kind of an important document to have. And years ago, 2004, the city had their plans adopted, all the 12 cities, including Sutherland, which was adopted in 2004. So ours is outdated and no longer in effect for the city of Sutherland. So as part of the update with Douglas County, the county's doing the updates for all the other 12 cities, including Sutherland. And so tonight is just to kind of give you a brief overview about that and to let you know what's coming up and to kind of seek some participation. We're looking for one member of the Planning Commission to help on our steering committee. So anyway, Douglas County did receive a good significant grant to help write an update to our document, and it's going to include 12 supplemental kind of appendices for each of the 12 cities. Each of the 12 cities kind of were offered the opportunity to do their own plan or have the city, the county help them, and all 12 opted to have the county help them. They didn't want to have or have the time or the energy or staffing or money to do it. And so it worked out great to have the county kind of, and we can just join the bandwagon, so to speak. And so this will include some revised community profiles, and we'll have some updated plans, and it is a coordinated project with Douglas County. As part of this process, the city will have several tasks that will need to be completed for our portion of the project. As part of this current update, the city will need to form a steering committee to meet and discuss the update. The committee will review and generate a list of essential services and facilities within the community, conduct some vulnerability and risk hazard assessments, identify some mitigation action items, and develop an implementation strategy to maybe address those issues. And maybe if there's something that, say, maybe a building needs retrofitted, maybe a school or city hall or something, to make it more earthquake proof or something, maybe there's, I generate ideas on how to fund that. So I'm asking the Planning Commission to appoint one of its members to be part of the city's Natural Hazard Mitigation Steering Committee, to keep within the time frame that's authorized within the county's grant from FEMA. The committee will need to meet about 3-4 times over the next few months. So far I've asked the city manager, the police chief, the fire chief, city staff from City Public Works, and the Community Development Department, as well as the director of the Sutherland Water Control District, to be part of that committee. And the county has to adopt the Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan, which includes all the city's co-adoptions of their plans by the end of June of 2016. So it's kind of, we have a time frame to get done to keep our grant, satisfy the grant that we got. So anyway, I'm in the process of trying to go ahead and schedule the first steering committee meeting. So if you do select somebody, we'll see if you're available. We're looking for something in early November. And because in about the middle of November, we're going to have another coordination meeting with Douglas County and the other 12 cities, the representatives from them, to kind of see how everybody's doing on getting their homework done, so to speak. So how we're progressing on things. And we had our first meeting was in September, early September. with all this, well, pretty much every city representative. There's a couple that weren't there. And then the staff person who's kind of coordinating the northern part of the county sent us some information about 2-3 weeks ago. I thought, well, this is a good time to go ahead and kind of present this to you and get your feedback. And then as the process goes along, it's not mentioned here, but as the process goes along, well, the committee, we can give you updates about that, or the planning commission member can. And then also, as part of that, we would go ahead and towards the end, it'll be a more formal presentation before the whole planning commission, because you'll need to make a recommendation on this project to city council, and then city council will have to do a formal adoption probably in April or May in conjunction with the co-adoption with the county. So anyway, that's in a nutshell, but the natural hazard mitigation plan is kind of an umbrella document required by cities and counties, and it helps if there's an issue of some type of an item. And usually you're addressing different hazards in the area. The old plan, which I have copies of, the city looked at different things that it was looking at as potential hazards. They had even terrorism, the different types of hazards, but most of them were natural hazards, like typically it's wildfire, flooding, earthquakes, things like that within the area. Probably the most, I guess, prone to disaster city is probably Reedsport because of all its issues out there. Sutherland, probably you don't have as many probably as some other areas, but particularly wildfire, some flooding, but you're not actually have any identified flood hazards from FEMA.
And we have a dam.
Yeah, but we do have that, but within the city limits. But within the area, we do have, you know, a major, which is more county responsibility, but it's a coordination because it could impact the city if something happens to Cooper Creek, or even a little bit to the stuff with the water control district. So there's all those things that could have an impact, maybe not within the city limits, but I mean, because we don't have control over those things, but they could impact the city greatly if something did happen. So anyway, that's where all that kind of comes from. And then if by having this type of document in place and adopted, say an example, say, like I mentioned, if you wanted to update something, I know City of Roseburg applied for a grant on behalf of the Roseburg School District for updating some buildings at the high school. And they wouldn't have gotten the grants without their mitigation plan in place. You would have not been able to be eligible. So it is important to have it in place. And then FEMA is kind of setting some big parameters that have to be maintained if we're going to be, and so if we follow those, then we should be able to be included in the document, and which will help us in the end if we needed to apply for something special to try to help mitigate or some type of whatever hazard that we identify. Maybe there's, and we will prioritize them and do all sorts of things like that. So, any questions?
Earthquake proof is a joke because you cannot make anything earthquake proof. They thought they had an earthquake proof building in Anchorage, and the 64 earthquake made that building into the huge I-beams and stuff, and it turned them into little pretzels.
Yeah. Well, the intent is to try to make something as best you can. Technology luckily has improved since 64, so some of that stuff hopefully is better than some other things. But you're right, there's things.
Mother Nature is just...
Well, it depends on what size earthquake that comes through.
And if the one that they're talking about would be significant for our area if it happens, right, or when it happens. But in that case, we probably won't have to worry about it. But if there was something, you want to have a plan in place.
Because if you had a big earthquake, more likely Cooper Creek would fall apart, dam, and we'd have problems there, you know.
Not me, I'm up high enough.
Me too.
You're up high enough, I'm not.
I do, I'm wrong.
But still, it's something that we have to consider. Because the idea is, what can you do?
So what you're looking for is a volunteer from here to...
Volunteer, we're missing one gentleman, but the five of you, is one of you willing, or one of you guys want to recommend somebody?
We can recommend the one that's not here.
I've seen him today.
Patricia wants to be on it, so that solves our problem. Good.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Any other questions on it? So then, Patricia, I'll get your information, and then we'll kind of coordinate, and we'll talk about, see what your schedule looks like for November, for maybe a first meeting. So.
Thank you.
Great. Okay. Activities reports, I guess. we have in front of us, pretty much everything that's happened.
Oh, okay. You think, what's new? Red Rock does three things this week. Dollar Tree. I don't know when they're opening. Do you know when
they're
opening?
I do. Oh. 0800 hours on Thursday, October 22nd.
Woo! Okay. So I know they're training right now, so I knew they were getting close.
My wife went down there today. She thought they were opening today.
Yeah, Larry reconned it yesterday morning.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So the 21st.
22nd.
Oh, 22nd. That's right.
8 o'clock.
Great. Have anything else that's of any great.
I saw something out here. Why are we putting sidewalks on State between First and Second?
Where are you at?
Kim's Court.
Oh, Kim's Court?
Oh, that's for them?
Yeah.
On their side of the street? Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind.
But they won't be doing that until they finish their.
Yep.
Slow. We got some big stuff that is brewing, but nothing really happening right now.
Anything really big coming up?
Maybe.
Hint?
A couple items that I can mention that maybe projects we don't know we're kind of going to say about, but we do have a couple projects that potential applications that may come before you for maybe a potential plan amendment. On the west side of town for a zone a plan amendment zone change, and then we're just reviewing the application for completeness and other things, and so that might be coming in the next. That might be actually depending on when that does. It might be because of the notice requirements. It might be a December or January, depending on the time they actually get it all turned in to us completely. But that's probably maybe December-ish.
Yeah, an actual public hearing.
Hearing.
Might get people in here, huh?
Yeah.
That one may or may not, depending on what it does. But anyway, but that's one that potentially could happen. The other one is like Christy was mentioning earlier, was a potential boundary line adjustment, which doesn't come before you. So
they have cleared that lot between Subway and Taco Bell. What's going on in there?
Well,
this is the second time they've cleared it.
Yeah.
I don't really know. We can't really say anything about that. We don't have anything.
I don't have anything. Yeah. I mean, people are calling and asking stuff, but about the zoning, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's for sale, and that's why they're cleaning it. But I've just had zoning calls, what the zoning is.
At least there's some movement.
There is movement.
You with the sister.
I think we should push to have Macy's moved to the old rate.
That is so upsetting to me. You know when
that is so upsetting. Yeah, January.
January 1st.
Yeah.
First.
Oh my gosh, that just breaks my heart.
Me too. Where the hell are we going
to
show up?
We'll have a bus that goes to Eugene once a month.
I think so.
Well, I think that part of the deal is that we were up at Gateway Mall this last weekend on our way back from funeral over at Redmond. They've been making that one into an outside mall, which is really hurting it. And anybody in Oregon making an outside mall, you know, when it rains more months than the sun shines, they're nuts. But somebody said that the outfit that has the Roseburg Mall is doing the same thing.
That's what I heard, but Macy's is already outside.
And so they're going, forget your high leases, because, you know, with all the work, their leases are going up. And
That's a national decision
from what I understand. They have 164 stores that they're closing nationwide, and it was done strictly by profit.
Oh.
Anyway, that's what I was told.
Wow.
I was also told that Target's going in there, which would be kind of cool.
It's a sports warehouse store that's going in there.
Yeah.
Like we really need another store.
I know up there they're trying to get rid of Sears from Gateway Mall, and Sears has a long time lease with them.
If they could really use a Target, that would be nice.
There's some scuttlebutt that there's a new owner or one on the way for Ray's Market.
I don't know.
Let's see if I can get you. I forgot who I was told it was. Very well known name.
Well, we were told Sherman's without it, but they didn't. So, I don't know.
That'd be fun.
They didn't get it.
No.
I don't know what happened, but they didn't get it.
Okay. Public comment?
Let's see.
You. Wake up.
Be quiet.
They're all on the floor. Even the mice don't want to talk.
Speaking of mice, did you hear about the incident at Subway?
What?
Somebody went into Subway and got a sandwich and they wanted...
Here?
It wasn't this one.
The spinach leaves or whatever, and they wound up with a mouse in their sandwich.
They're a mouse.
What?
I've been
down for a while.
That was on the newspaper. I would never read it again.
Not local.
Is that an addition to our...
I didn't see exactly. Well, we were talking about it.
I just wondered if it was a positive addition.
So if there's any interest, would you be interested in starting the meeting at 6:30, and if it could be taken to the city council to ask if that would be an option to change?
I would like it, especially through the winter.
Yes, me too. You?
I don't see where it makes that big a difference for as long as we're here.
You?
I don't care.
You?
I don't really care.
You make it.
Summertime would be an issue maybe, but wintertime's no problem.
Okay. Well, while you're making the recommendations, once you make the recommendations to meet every other month.
Yeah.
But there's nothing on the agenda.
I think the charter says different.
Well, they're the ones that have the power to change it, though.
Yeah, they're without the power to change it.
I don't think it's a charter. I think it's the code.
I know there's...
I think it's the code.
Can they change that, or is that to be a vote for the people or something?
No, they can change it.
Yeah. When you tell them that we're having 10-minute meetings, we're just a...
I know, we're just saying hello, how was your month? See you later.
Right. If that's a possibility.
I mean, nobody's been bringing the pizza or the ice cream and cake. And
I agree with that.
Where's the beer?
I'm bringing all that. What the heck?
Okay, that would
be break.
There's nothing on the agenda.
I mean, obviously, if there's something on the agenda, we'll be happy to meet.
Right.
But...
Okay.
Thank you.
Without any other ado, we return.